Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big doings up in Boca Raton. It seems like that revolving door keeps revolving. And certainly, just as things get settled in the Willie Taggart era, he and FAU will part ways and a new coach will come aboard. And somebody who's been on top of it and continues to be on top of it is our good friend Zach Weinberger. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Larry. Absolutely.
Kind of keeping you busy, keeping everybody busy. Everybody kind of knew that the rope was getting shorter. Obviously, after the first year, especially because it was a tough COVID year, then you come in the second year and you try to, build a program. You add some staff to this year in the offseason, same thing. But it just never dialed up to what a lot of people thought. Talk about that and talk about, who you think, who may be on a short list and what is it going to take to turn this program back around?
Yeah, you sort of alluded to it. The hot seat was there. The multiple times I've been on this show with you, and I've just kind of been saying how I'm totally not convinced Willie Taggart is the man to kind of get this FAU team into the AAC. As much as really players love to play with him, there's no doubt about that. We saw that last year when the team just kind of lost four straight to miss out on a bowl game last season. The players kind of stood with him, kind of saying it's all on us, it's on the execution and stuff like that. But going into the season, you just wanted to see some sort of progress, and FAU really, and again, it was just another inconsistent up and down sort of season. But I think Willie Taggart really had a chance to sort of save it, really before the Western Kentucky game on Saturday and even the Middle Tennessee game. Conference USA was really tight. There's a kind of a moment where you kind of thought maybe if you went out and hope, Rice takes down North Texas, you're kind of in a Conference USA championship game. It was really that close, but again, they just couldn't get the job done. And really, it came down to a 2-point conversion against Western Kentucky. So yeah, it seemed like that both parties sort of needed a fresh start from each other. And obviously, it's a shame because, people and fans, administration want to see Taggart succeed here in Boca. But again, going into your first season in the AAC, you want some momentum. And when it comes to a short list, I know that people, the name I've been hearing around, obviously, from people and fans is obviously Deion Sanders. That's really the buzzworthy name that people really want here. His son almost came here until, obviously, Jackson State and him came around, and obviously they've locked him up there. So that's a name that I know people really want here. I know, again, good friends with Taggart there as well. The name I like is Willie Simmons, head coach at FAMU.
Yes.
Really turned that program around.
Yes.
I think FAMU had, five or six consecutive losing seasons, and they just turned it right around. Could recruit the hell out of Florida. So that's the name that I really like.
Zach, you probably hit it right on the head because of the fact that before FIU filled their job, that was a name that a lot of people threw out there, Willie Simmons. Good man. We have him on the show a couple times a year. And as you said, he built a pretty decent program up in Tallahassee. He is from the state, knows the area as well. Deion Sanders, obviously, has been mentioned at quite a few places. Colorado being a Power 5 school, USF being in the AAC as well. They've had an opportunity. Obviously, Lane Kiffin came here and really did some really good things. But the coach that does get the job comes into a situation where the recruiting is pretty good and the facilities are better than ever. I mean, so over the last 2 years, the new training facility adjacent to the stadium, no more Oakley Center. It's a beautiful complex. You know, there are designs in the future of maybe building an indoor, which there's room for. Being a state-supported school, they get a little bit more money than a lot of the schools that are privately run. You know, their booster clubs and their alumni are deep. You know, goes back into the late 60s. So you have kind of a nucleus there to build something special. I'll throw out a name, and it, you know, it's only because of the fact that a lot of people knew him, and he's a coordinator, and that's Manny Diaz. I know that Manny Diaz had his problems at Miami, but you know what? And we'll all be honest, who gets a Power 5 job as their first head coach? You know, I mean, it's
right.
But now, and I'm not, you know, saying that's a cemented name. It's just somebody threw that out to me the other day, and it got me thinking a little bit because of the fact that here's a guy that knows the area. He has probably learned a lot from his mistakes here. Plus, spent a year with James Franklin, and I've watched him and I've seen him on the recruiting trail. But there's other assistant coaches around the country that would, and this is what it is. I mean, unless you get somebody like a Butch Davis or a Coach Mack, who's down at FIU, somebody who's been there, done that, and they're in their, you know, late 50s, 60s, whatever, it's going to be a revolving door because people are going to use it as a stepping stone. People are going to do real well, and then they're going to move on to the next level. They use this as a resume builder. But I've always maintained that if they do that and you get the person to keep up the same level, talk about that because you have, like I said, this is a very sellable program. Weather, location, they play teams like Florida and Purdue and schools like that. Plus, the facilities are really good. I mean, you know, I mean, when you take a look at it, the stadium's really nice, the practice facilities. Talk about that, because I think that anybody comes in here doesn't have to go around and, you know, lie about the program. They have everything right in place.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of hit the nail on the head. When Lane Kiffin sort of came and went, people kind of, and then Taggart got hired, people sort of maybe labeled the FAU job as a place to kind of, I guess, just kind of revive your career. You know, have three or four seasons of really good records, and then just kind of leave for, you know, a big job elsewhere. But like you said, to me, this is a program that's still on the rise. You know, besides the disappointing seasons that, you know, under Willie Taggart, and you kind of, again, there's a lot of coordinators out there, just former head coaches in the country. I look at a guy like, you know, Judge One Sider, Penn State running back, who's, you know, very familiar with Florida.
Yes.
You know, and even
yes.
Charlie Weiss Jr., who's been here at FAU under Kiffin. You know, there's a lot of names out there that I think could, you know, not just kind of use FAU as a way to kind of get to a bigger program hereafter, but kind of stay here for a while. And again, like you said, just kind of going into the AAC and, you know, with the team that they have right now, the recruiting that has been done, I think it's a really, you know, sort of job that to me, it's very, you know, sort of sexy. To me, that's the word to use, you know, and I think, you know, people sort of write off, I guess, you know, FAU in terms of like the Deion Sanders kind of coaching hall. And I don't think he's going to come here, but I do think, though, that he should think about it. Again, I think for any coach, it's a job they really, you go in, like you mentioned, the facilities.
No doubt.
We saw what the Oxley Center was, and you look at the Schmidt Center now, it's a huge upgrade. So, and I think that's what really drove Taggart here, down here. You mentioned the weather, you mentioned the recruiting trail and everything. But yeah, to me, again, it's a job that people should want to go to. And again, I think it's going to be, in my opinion, I think this upcoming search and decision, it's probably going to be the biggest, you know, in FAU's short history in Florida, in football athletics for sure.
I agree. Zach, I can't thank you enough. We'll hook back up with you when we find out who the next coach will be. As always, thanks so much for taking your time on this busy Monday, and we'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Good stuff. Zach Weinberger covers FAU football and does a tremendous job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.